brought to you by Penguin.
Edinburgh Unlocked. Over 20 comedy acts from the fringe that never was. Welcome to Edinburgh Unlocked with me, comedian and experienced fringe attendee, Fern Brady. That's right, I'm the reassuring, suitably Scottish brogue that's going to guide you through our audio tour of the Edinburgh Fringe. Admittedly, this isn't like the voices you normally get on these sort of things, which is a bit more polished, a bit more radder, but global events have meant the budget for this project is incredibly low and you're stuck with me, like the gravelly but well-meaning cellmate who shows you the ropes when you first arrive in women's prison. As both a local and now a performer, I've experienced the fringe from every conceivable angle. When I was an Edinburgh resident, I remember enduring the manic perkiness of overconfident drama students as they flyered me on the meadows while I scowled back at them on my way to my office job. As a student, I worked in the Pleasance Wine Bar, which is where I first realised many performers use "but I'm in Scotland" as cover for the fact they are full-time alcoholics. As a journalist, I reviewed shows for low-budget arts mags, not realising many arts had spent a year or more working on their shows and they should all be given 5 stars for the ability to say the same show in the same way 30 times with the same enthusiasm, even when the front row is asleep or looking like they want to shoot fire out of their eyes and kill them on stage. The reviewing thing, by the way, really backfired on me after I subsequently became a comedian and found out one comic I gave a 1-star review to had "I hate Fern Brady" as his password for the next 5 years. As an unsophisticated oik from Edinburgh's most boring suburbs, I grew up thinking the Fringe wasn't for the likes of me. That all changed when I was taken to a stand-up show by an artsy boyfriend when I was 19. As I watched a comic scream about shitting on himself in rehab to a group of baffled, well-to-do Morningside ladies, I realised this festival wasn't in fact some mysterious, inaccessible thing for posh people, but a haven for complete lunatics like me. Maybe one day I too could not only scream about shitting myself on stage, but go much, much further. And I did. At various points, dressing as a priest every day and holding my own funeral for a month. I actually got very sore shoulders and spent a lot on massages because I was carrying my own funeral programmes to and from the venue every day. I rubbed onion in my eyes every day while watching videos of dogs dying at the end of the show, not in my Edinburgh flat. And I held group meditation classes in one show for reasons I still can't fathom. But my favourite Edinburgh Fringe memory was the time the former Chancellor of the Exchequer filed out of my show along with the rest of the audience, looking me squarely and solemnly in the eye and not dropping money in my bucket. I'd just ended my show screaming over a video of a hamster in a maze while the Kronos Quartet's Requiem for a Dream was blasted into the venue. That wasn't even the weirdest thing that happened to me that day, never mind that Fringe. And that's something I've been thinking about a lot because during the pandemic, months have passed in what feels like a week or two, but at the Fringe it's the opposite. An inconceivably large number of mad things will happen in one day, which is why performers have so many happy memories there. So enjoy this collection from new and old performers. We've a mix of stand-up comics, drag and cabaret acts. Some are Fringe veterans who've been taking shows up 10 years or more. And some are new comics who were really hoping to take their debut show up this year, but you know what? They're going to be all the better for it next year. And hopefully we'll be seeing all of you in person this time in August 2021. Next comedian is someone who I've known since before I started comedy. I met him when I was a journalist and I wrote a profile on this.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?